640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, reviewing border operations ahead of the lifting of Title 42. Reporter Chris Fox.
I do not want to understate the severity of the challenge that we expect to encounter.
Secretary Mayorkas from Brownsville, Texas. He says they're ready for the projected influx of tens of thousands of migrants crossing into the U.S. after Title 42 expires on May 11th. He also touted their new plan for legal pathways for migrants to help slow the flow.
The development of regional processing centers in different parts of South and Central America to enable individuals to access lawful pathways.
They're also surging resources and funding to the border. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
More protesting after this week's death of a man who was put in a chokehold by a Marine veteran on a New York City subway train.
This is a Marine veteran who should have been able to de-escalate a situation without somebody losing their life.
Law enforcement sources confirmed to CBS News that the case is likely to go to a grand jury in the next week or so. The Marine vet says through his lawyers that he was only protecting himself after Neely threatened him and other passengers. The Labor Department says employers added 253,000 jobs in April. The unemployment rate dips to 3.4%, a 54-year low. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Hourly wages also were up higher than expected. April saw the largest monthly gain in more than a year. Those higher wages are helping fill jobs. Starting pay for lifeguards near Minneapolis went from $11 to $19 an hour.
It's been a pretty substantial increase to try and entice people and compete in this competitive job market.
But other major companies like Lyft, Deloitte, and Whole Foods are laying off workers, and fears of recession persist, in part because of struggling regional banks.
Federal prosecutors seek a long prison term for the leader of the right-wing militia group called the Oath Keepers, CBS's Tom Foti.
Stuart Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy and other charges over the attack on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Now prosecutors want him put away for 25 years. They also ask for 21 years for another Oath Keepers leader, Kelly Meigs, also convicted of seditious conspiracy.
The Supreme Court has put on hold for now the execution of Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop after the state attorney general said he could no longer support that execution be carried out. More from Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
After 26 years behind bars, he has been facing execution. But both the prosecution, the state of Oklahoma, and the defense agree that they have real questions about whether he's even guilty of this crime.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do we prevent another Gableman? 844-967-2789. Or I guess, worded differently, should there be, you know, when there's taxpayer investigations and taxpayers are footing the bill, should those have a little bit more oversight than they did with Gableman? I think so. I would say yes. 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, considering that he was hired solely by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, yes. Correct?
Yes.
And he was allocated $676,000 for this investigation to uncover voter fraud and voter irregularities from the 2020 election, and after 2 years and $2 million in taxpayer money, he didn't find anything.
They did not find anything.
And he got fired.
He did get fired. He did get fired.
Shockingly, by the man who hired him, Robin Voss, because Michael Gableman campaigned for Robin Voss's primary opponent.
Oh, it's not because he didn't find anything.
No, it wasn't because he was bad at his job, apparently, because he wasn't very good at his job.
Or because the investigation wasn't going anywhere.
And didn't find anything. Yeah. So how happy are you that we spent $2 million? It's our money, taxpayer money. And do we want to change this process going forward? Oh, heck no. It worked so well this time around.
And so I think that that is the question. You know, I think, you know, you can't go back. You can't change time. What happened, happened.
True.
The money's been paid. I think it's, you know, they're like, so the funny part is some of it's salary, but some of it's lawsuits because he was so bad at like open records requests and actually keeping track of things.
And like following the law.
Yeah. Huh. But you'd think this embarrassment.
And it should be an embarrassment.
I think for a lot of people, there's obviously some people who from the get-go was like, this is embarrassing. But as it continued, I think there's also Republicans who would say, yeah, this was not a good look.
Yeah, not good.
And so you'd think moving forward, maybe we'd want to change the process. So one person couldn't unilaterally decide we're doing this and we're funding this, that maybe the entire, you know, this should be voted on by both chambers in the Assembly and the State Senate. But apparently, no, we don't. We don't want to do that.
Well, because why would we want to do that, Kristen?
And so a motion, and we bring this up because yesterday, a motion to add more oversight to investigations commissioned by the state legislature was voted down. after being introduced by Democrats in reaction to Michael Gableman's fruitless look into purported voter fraud during the 2020 election. So the motion would have required a vote by both the Assembly and Senate to approve the hiring of investigators, but it was rejected with little discussion by Republicans who hold the majority in the legislature and on the Joint Finance Committee. And that's the thing, it's, you'd think, I mean, especially as they hold the majority, we're just saying you guys would get to vote on this.
And they hold the majority anyway.
Yeah, it's not that like all, we need over two-thirds or something. Like, the Democrats are just saying there should be more voices involved, even if the majority of those voices are Republicans, before these investigations get approved and funded, instead of just having one person saying, well, we're doing this now. And yet, no appetite to do that, apparently. The four Democrats on the committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, Senator Kelda Royce of Madison, who's going to be here at noon today, Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee, and Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha, introduced the motion in hopes that investigations going forward would have more oversight. But apparently we don't want that, or at least Republicans in the legislature don't want that.
Because the process is working just great for them.
But is it? I mean, it's not like they could, they had much say over it anyways. I mean, what is the, if all it was saying more, the Assembly and the Senate should vote on this, why would they vote that down? Is it to admit that that Robin Voss was wrong for doing what he did? Is it further the embarrassment to acknowledge that, hey, this was mismanaged?
Ooh, you might have something there.
I mean, I don't know why else. Because I feel like at this point, everyone's like, yeah, that was not great. We shouldn't have done that. Nothing was found. He was a caricature of an angry, belligerent man in how he handled himself every time he had to talk in public.
Especially to women.
And it went nowhere and spent a lot of money. And so the fact that they wouldn't want more oversight on something like this is just confusing to me, especially if the roles were reversed, right? And the only reason I can come up with of why they would vote against this or like shoot down a motion so quickly and not even talk about it is we don't talk about those things.
Let's just pretend that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And move on. Let's just move on. Let's not live in the past, Kristen.
Let bygones be bygones.
Yes, forward. The motto of Wisconsin, forward.
Andy on the YouTube live stream says, how do we get a refund?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an option, Andy.
That's a really good question, Andy. You know, the best way to get a refund is to vote them out.
Yeah.
That would be the best way to get a refund.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because that is, you'd think the connection would be there as far as what is happening with the budget right now and how much popular parts of Governor Evers' budget has been ripped out. And we've talked about this throughout the week, but basically, you know, they've 500, what was it, the final count?
578.
Of the parts of Governor Evers' budget has been stripped out as they this week are trying to form what their budget will look like. And that's part of the discussion we'll have with State Senator Kelda Royce when she's on at noon. But Dan Schaefer, friend of the show, had a great op-ed in, I think he wrote it for Heartland Signal, talking about, all right, so if we break this down as far as things that are popular, Medicaid expansion, polls at 70% in Wisconsin. Paid leave, polls at 73% in Wisconsin. Lead pipe replacement, polls at 74% across Wisconsin. Marijuana legalization, 64% across Wisconsin. Those are all things that got taken out. And so I think that's sometimes where I don't understand in popular things that are very popular that more like a majority, like a gross majority wants, And when we say things like, well, the only accountability you can have is vote them out, is it just the, you know, the 36% or whatever that are just like, well, no, I want these guys.
But it comes back to the gerrymandering. Because again, a lot of these elected officials are in seats so safe, they never have to respond to anything their constituents want. And it's been that way, certainly for the last decade, if not the last 15 years.
That's not totally true, because if you think about it, so think about when the total votes come back for assembly and state senate popular votes. And they're not 60. It's not like it's obviously not 60 and 70, because obviously, but it's still closer to 50-50. But so that means there are some Republicans who are in favor of these individual bills, right? If we think just logically, we're in a 50-50 state,
right?
Most of the time, our races for statewide come down to a couple points most of the time. But if this is actually how some of these issues are polling, that means there's a fair amount of Republicans who are then voted and are gerrymandered into those districts that I guess it's just they are in favor of it, but it not in like a trade-off to other things they care more about.
Or going along with your caucus. I have to go along with...
Oh, I'm talking about voters.
Oh.
I'm not the actual... I'm talking about the individual constituents. There's obviously a fair amount who typically vote Republican and yet are in favor of these bills.
Right.
But are not swayed by the fact that they continue to not... The elected officials continue to not prioritize them at all.
I guess it's just they have an R behind their name.
Yeah.
Or a D. Because there are Democrats who do that too. I just going back to this Gableman thing, I still find it remarkable that they were disputing the results of an election in which they were also elected on the same ballot. And why that wasn't just pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. If there was voter fraud, which there wasn't, I'd like to know how they affected it just in that one presidential race and not all the other races on the same ballots. It defies logic. It does. It blows my, of course. Yeah. It blows my mind. It does.
Yeah. Well, if you can find a good reason as far as why we should not give more oversight into taxpayer investigations, I would love to hear that argument. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. But when we come back, there is some good news. We have to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens.
On the rare occasions.
There is some election bills that have been proposed. They're kind of boring, but there's something.
Hey,
so we'll go through.
We will celebrate these mini victories.
Mini victories. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But then also at 11:30, we're giving away 4 Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. I saw the tickets. I saw where the seats are. They're very nice. The Civic Media seats are very, very nice. They're on the club level. It's going to be against the Dodgers. So at 11:30, we're giving away those tickets with a trivia question that we talked about yesterday on the show. It may have something to do with eBay. Just prime your pump. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults
forcing children who are raped into pregnancy. When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 54. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Overcast again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news, man, ain't that news.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And happy Friday.
It's so nice out.
It is so nice out. I'm actually quite jealous. So we have friends today who organized a field day for Milwaukee Excellence School. And Mike's there
because
it's going from 12 till 3:30. So obviously, I'm going to try to get to the end of it after the show. But Milwaukee Excellence is a charter school in Milwaukee. And there is like soccer and basketball and dodgeball, flag football, and like all the kids are going to play. And all the students are going to leave with Adidas goodie bags.
Oh, cool.
And so a bunch of our friends are volunteering and doing that today. And I was bummed that I will not be there, but they could not have a more perfect day for it.
Hopefully tomorrow will be equally nice. The Waukesha Farmers Market kicks off tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. And if you're going to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow, make sure you stop at the WAUK booth. Our very own, the wonderful, the one and only Johnny Watermullen will be there. He will have some treats and he will be there to chat. And make sure you stop by and say hi.
It's so funny. So this morning, this is just a name anecdote. So this morning, Todd Elba called Mike Sampson Mark.
Okay.
So I texted him and I said, it's Mike, not Mark. And he goes, oh, sorry. So because he was congratulating us on the baby. But then that's probably karma for the fact that what did Mike, Mike had referred to Johnny as, I think it was like grapefruit or something like that. He called him some, I feel like every time he refers to Johnny, it's some other fruit last name that it's like, no, it's watermelon.
It's Watermullen.
It's Watermullen. But he doesn't really correct you when you say watermelon.
No, he doesn't.
And so, but that farmers markets in general are coming back, which is always exciting.
That, well, it's a sure sign that we are heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, I don't know if there's anything in the forecast. There's some rain in the forecast, but nothing that looks like it's really below, like, at least in southeast Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be at least in the 60s.
Hey, we'll take
for
it.
For a while, for at least the 10-day forecast, which is
perfect.
Perfect. I'm so ready for it to be warm. All right. So on the flip side, you know, we want to celebrate bipartisanship when it happens. And so this week, lawmakers introduced election bills intended to tone down the rhetoric. And I think it's worth at least addressing that there is some bipartisanship on this issue.
And remarkably.
I think it's stuff that it's good. So their bills are still being drafted, but they were released this week, and they would address a range of issues raised since the 2020 election. More could come this fall that could be aimed at state voter rolls. But at least the first one, which I think is incredibly, incredibly important, is protecting local election officials.
Absolutely.
So it would prevent the public from accessing records containing personal identification information.
Like their address?
Mm-hmm. Of election officials or election registrant officials. So it'd be basically they could get their name, city, and state of residence, but not like actual address.
Good.
It would also, and I think this is important, make it a class one felony, which entails a fine of up to $10,000 or imprisonment of up to 3.5 years to intentionally cause bodily harm to an election official.
Good. Even better.
Which I think is, yes.
Those poor people have been working in the background for decades and decades and decades doing a great job until all of this falsity about fraud and put them with targets on their backs. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, that bill would also provide whistleblower protections for officials who witness and report election fraud or irregularities. And it would also prohibit entitles from discharging, disciplining, or demoting election officials who report or witness election fraud or irregularities.
Hey.
And so, seems like a good start.
It does.
The next one is cost for special elections. Another bill would require the WEC, also known as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, to reimburse counties and municipalities for certain costs incurred in the administration of special primaries and special elections for the offices of governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state treasurer, attorney general, superintendent of the public. So basically the statewide.
The big ones.
And so that's interesting because have we had many special elections for statewide office?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Obviously, there was the recall.
Right.
But I think of a special election we had for mayor when Chevy Johnson got elected, but I think it's been a while since the special election for the big offices.
But the issue is that the local municipalities are on the hook for paying for these, right?
Yep. But yeah, and so there's a handful of other ones, like polling place closures. We'll put this in today's show notes to look a little further. But I think that first one is what I think is very important.
Absolutely.
As far as protecting the people who are just doing their jobs. All right. Well, we aren't going to go to a break, but let's prime the pump for people who want to win 4 tickets. We're going to give it all in one caboodle.
One shot. All 4.
All 4 tickets in the next segment. And the question is, what memorabilia is currently being auctioned on eBay? But Brewers memorabilia
specifically
is being auctioned on eBay, and bonus points if you can tell us how much the asking price is. So 844-967-2789.
The tickets are for Sunday.
No, the tickets are for Monday.
The tickets are for Monday,
6:40 p.m. Monday night, May 8th, against the Dodgers. And obviously, as always, we are giving these tickets because of Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support throughout the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center. So give us a call, 844-967-2789, if you want to win tickets, 4 tickets for Monday night's game at American Family Field, 844-967-2789. What memorabilia is being sold on eBay? Bonus points if you can tell me how much they are asking for it.
Good news.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Expecting an influx of migrants when Title 42 ends next week, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visits Brownsville, Texas to ensure protocols are in order.
This requires a community response to a challenge to our communities. And that is indeed what we are bringing, a community response.
Protesters gather again in New York City after a homeless man died after being put into a chokehold by a Marine veteran on a subway train.
Jordan Neely was a victim of brutality, of a complete lack of care for the poor.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News the case is likely to go soon to a grand jury. The April jobs report shows employers added 253,000 jobs in April, and bank rates Mark Hamrick points out.
Hiring has been slowing, but perhaps not as much as expected, given the headwinds of persistent inflation, the steep increase in interest rates over the past year, and financial strains associated with bank failures.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long necky.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get schooled with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Friday. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It's also Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
So we will talk more about that because that feels obligatory as far as it is not Mexico's Independence Day.
No, it is not.
It is not.
And we've been celebrating it long enough that
people should know that. But regardless, I feel like that is worth repeating.
Well, yeah, yes. Hey, learning is an ongoing process, Kristen.
And sometimes, apparently, you have to hear something at least 7 times before it sticks in your brain.
Yep, I would buy that.
All right. Well, we are giving away Brewers tickets for Monday night against the Dodgers. The game is at 6:40 p.m. We're giving away 4 tickets.
Family four, all 4.
And I will say, I got to see the tickets when I was at the game last weekend. And they are nice.
They're good
seats.
They
are good seats. They are on the club level, so you don't have to deal with as many lines when you're going out and getting a drink. It is in section, if you know the stadium well enough, it's in section 336, rows 2 and 3. They're not They are not shabby. So you should want these tickets. And so we have these, obviously, because you can always listen to the Brewers game, whether it's a home game or an away game, on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Fox Valley. You can also listen to them on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, which if you're not in those
markets,
you can also download the Civic Media app.
So easy.
And then just take it with you. All you have to do is go to your app store, type in Civic Media, it'll pop up, and then you get all of the different stations.
All over the state.
So if there's a different show on a different station, or if you're traveling, you're going up north, you can always take us with you wherever you go. So our question, our trivia question to win these tickets, and we talked about it yesterday with Mr. Paul Noonan.
Yes.
And I had found it because Paul had actually posted it on Twitter. And now I've seen it a few more times across different articles that have been written about it. But there is some really great vintage memorabilia, Brewers memorabilia, that is being auctioned on eBay currently. And we have our first caller.
We do. We have Steve from Milwaukee is on the line. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So do you think you know? Did you listen to the show? Would you know from yesterday? Or are you guessing because you've
seen it
somewhere else?
I usually catch Paul's appearances.
Oh.
Excellent.
Great. Well, that's a good reason to keep bringing him back. And, all right. So what is currently being auctioned off on eBay?
Is it the old racing sausages?
Ding, 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 ding,
well
ding.
Done, Steve. Bravo.
Bonus points. You get the tickets, but any bonus points for, do you know how much they're asking for them?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's okay. You still get the tickets. But it's
I don't have eBay up right now to check it. So.
$25,000. Which I don't have laying around. Yeah. I feel like some kind of museum needs to buy those. I mean, unless there's a collector who is just... I want to know who currently has them and is like, well, my wife is making me get rid of these.
It's time. I've had them all these years, and it's time to let them go.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Steve. Thank you for listening. Don't hang up. Jane's going to get your information. But thanks for being a listener. I hope you have fun. Take a picture and tag Civic Media when you get there.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks so much. So that'll be, yeah, that we were talking about that yesterday. I've seen a couple more, I don't know if Journal Sentinel wrote it up, but I had originally seen it on Paul's Twitter account. And I have so many more questions about the fact of, like, who had this whole time? And what is the cause that they're finally like, well, I have to part ways with these foam racing sausages. I wonder what they smell like. Probably not good. But I want to tip my hat just because this caught my eye this morning. This is on WPR. And as we continue to talk about nobody wants to work anymore and the different bills that continue to be introduced in the legislature around trying to stir the labor force and, you know, get people back to work despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate. But regardless, they still want to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol. They want to cut unemployment. They want to cut Medicaid and Badger Care. But turns out Wisconsin's prime working age labor force, so people 25 through 54, the labor participation rate of that age group in Wisconsin is among the highest in the nation. So
isn't that something?
Isn't that something? As so as far as the prime age people that are working, want to be working, are working, at least comparatively to the rest of the country. Yep. And every other state. And I think this goes back to what a lot of us know is like Wisconsinites are hard workers.
We have a really good work ethic.
And so this, again, flies in the face of, it's just another data point along with the unemployment rate as far as like, we just need more people. Because the other thing that this points out in the article is our lowering participation rate is because people are getting older.
And retiring.
And at a faster, that is the other thing that in Wisconsin, there we're aging faster than the national rate. And so as far as people who are of working age working, that is true. But we are, have a lot of old people.
We're getting older, and we're getting older quicker.
There's nothing wrong with that, except as you can attest, you want to retire soon.
Well,
you're not going to be doing this 10 years from now.
Good God, no. As much as I love working with you, and I really do, and I, you know how I love civic media, I'm 63. I've been doing this for 42 years, and I wouldn't mind cutting back on my hours a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately retiring. You know, we're told that your goal, what happened to the golden years where everything is supposed to be wonderful and ducky and you work all your life so you can get to this point and you can enjoy the fruits of your labors?
Totally.
Right?
And so I'm not saying older people need to keep working. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Wisconsin having an aging population, but I am saying that by continuing to try to get juice out of the handful of people who are not necessarily in the labor force to ease the labor shortage is not a winning strategy.
No.
Like, we need to be able to attract more people to move here. And there, that's a different debate of different policies and different incentives that do that. That's, we can talk about taxes. We can talk about how we get companies here. We can also talk about some of the more social elements that would make Wisconsin a popular place, whether it's schools or transportation or affordable housing. There's a lot of different stuff, but it's not making it harder to get unemployment. It's not ignoring the childcare problem. Because the truth is, this report shows people are working in this state if they can.
I thought we were all lazy scumbags who just don't want to work. And we just want to sit around and collect unemployment, Kristen.
I mean, that's what Tim Michaels thought.
Right? We're just lazy.
We created a class of laziness.
Right. We just want to lay in the hammock and then take a nap.
And then take the hammock down in the winter. But
yeah, well, yes. Because we're good Wisconsin. We're lazy, but we're conscious.
But I just thought that was worth addressing, that we are comparatively doing all right compared to other states. We have a very high labor participation rate of working age people.
And I think it also highlights the need for immigrants.
Yes.
And, you know, our big agricultural section of the economy in Wisconsin is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they need immigrants to work in the fields and on the farms.
Well, I mean, just in general, I think as I say this as a pregnant person, you know, even increasing the birth rate, that's not necessarily helping us within the next 10 years of the, you know, 130,000 people that we're going to lose. Because, yeah, if Wisconsin doesn't improve efforts to attract and retain young people, its working age population could shrink by 130,000 people by the end of this decade. So that's not even 10 years from now. That's 7 years from now.
Wow.
And that was according to Forward Analytics. And so they're trying to solve the wrong problem. And there's just more and more data that shows it's not that people aren't working. It's that we need more people.
One could almost surmise that that was an accurate portrayal of Wisconsinites, and claiming that we're lazy, just laying around waiting to get our unemployment checks, was merely a ploy to get people to come out to the polls at the election that was last month.
Well, and it plays on a trope, right? It's the same reason. It's interesting because I feel like when you look at the non-binding referendum, when it came to should people who are collecting unemployment or getting welfare have to be searching for work, that passed, quote unquote passed, even though it didn't necessarily change, it didn't change anything overwhelmingly. But there was not a ton of discussion of like, why? you know, Glenn Grothman decided to just claim that as a victory that the Wisconsin voters,
we have a mandate. Yeah,
Wisconsin still is super Republican. But it's like, on the one hand, if that's already what's happening, and it's like an ideological question versus actually asking what should change about the law, because there is nothing that would change about the law, really, in the way that that question was asked. But it just plays on this idea that's been happening since, what, the 80s? That anyone who is getting help, despite the fact that most people who receive SNAP benefits or food stamps or a lot of it, are working. So, one person who probably will not need food stamps, but is out of a job. Bye-bye, Bud.
Yeah, Coach Bud is out as head of the Bucks.
Yeah. Head coach. And it's interesting because I feel like the calls to fire him under the collapse of losing two games in a row after having a 16-point lead against the Heat, at least the knee-jerk reaction across social media was fire Bud, fire Bud, fire Bud. Then we found out that his brother died.
Yep.
Like right before game four. And now I feel like I see a bunch of gratefulness of, you know, what he was able to do for the Bucks and the winning seasons that we had. We obviously won a championship 2 years ago.
For the first time in decades.
Yeah, for the first time in 50 years. And so now I feel like after there was so much...
Calling for his head.
Yeah, calling for his head. Now that it's actually happened, it's a little like, well, are we being a little too rash? Like, he just won 2 years ago. I think on Todd's show this morning, it was like, are we expecting perfection? And the truth is, you really can only win. Only one team wins every year. And like anything, like all of the drama, whenever we try to interpret what's happening at the Packers, like there could have been more internal stuff that was happening as far as relationships and decisions and stuff. But I'm sure he'll end up on his feet.
Do you think he'll land somewhere else? Somebody else
probably
will pick him up?
I mean, he is a good coach. As far as like I can understand, like we came out of the regular season the most winning team. And so clearly he knows what he's doing to a certain extent. Now there's criticisms as far as, is he a good playoffs coach? Can he make adjustments as quickly as you need to during the playoffs? Because that was a critique even during the year that we won. So I don't know. I mean, but it was interesting to see, at least on my timelines, the rhetoric change from "we got to get rid of this guy."
He's terrible.
To "aw, he's gone." Like, did we really have to do that? But like, thanks, Bud. Thanks for the memories, Bud.
Should we have broken up so soon?
All right. When we come back, we will do our weekly headline quiz. Play along with us and stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica.
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 54. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we are rounding out hour one of our 3 hours on this Friday. I am very excited for the weekend.
Yes.
I would say now that the cat is the, now that we've made the announcement about the baby, I can be more honest with, I have been so tired by every Friday. I have not, every week is just like, oh God, I can't wait to just not have to think about what news story I should talk about next and just have 48 hours of chilling. And so
a little rest,
but talking about news stories, let's do our weekly quiz that we get from the Morning Brew on, just the headlines of the week.
See how much good, how we kept up with stuff,
how much we were paying attention. And this may be something that eventually we create for Wisconsin and take Wisconsin headlines and see how closely everyone's paying attention. But for now, we kindly rip off Morning Brew.
Borrow.
And I do recommend, it's probably my favorite daily news, like aggregator of the headlines and stuff. They're really smart writing. They make it very entertaining. So that's my plug for Morning Brew. But all right, let's start with, which restaurant chain is Olive Garden owner Darden Restaurants acquiring for $715 million? A, Texas Roadhouse. B, Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse. C, Outback Steakhouse. D, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Boy, I have no idea. I will go with the first one.
All right, Texas Roadhouse. I feel like I'm just going to let you answer.
Oh, all right. Hang me out alone.
Well, I feel like because it's if I answer and then we, should this be a group effort or should we, because half the time I feel like I know these because I read Morning Brew every day.
Well, that does give you a slight advantage.
Gives me a little slight advantage.
Perhaps. But. Okay, I'll do it.
All right, you'll do it. Yeah. All right, number two. What device is the NYPD handing out to some residents in an effort to curb car thefts?
Oh, this is great.
A, the club wheel lock. B, a mini mag light. C, Apple AirTags. D, Birdie safety alarm.
It is C.
It is, okay. Yep.
We talked about this.
Good guess. Number three, which late fashion designer's legacy was honored this year's Met Gala theme? A, Oscar de la Renta. B, Karl Lagerfeld. C, Alexander McQueen. D, I always say this wrong. Yves Saint Laurent.
It was Carl. And Carl said some really not nice things.
And a
over
lot of
the years.
We didn't really talk about it because I don't. I feel like I care about the Met about as much as I care about tomorrow's coronation.
Fair enough.
Which is like, I looked at some of the outfits.
Yeah.
I'll probably haphazardly, through osmosis, collect what happens tomorrow. But as far as, I have no plans on watching it. Or do you?
Oh, good God, no.
Because Paul doesn't care.
No.
No.
Paul, my husband is English. He is not a fan of Charles.
Yeah. And I just, I mean, even the past weddings and stuff, I've just always been like, I don't really care.
You know, we went to war with them.
Yeah.
Because about the whole monarchy thing. But
about this specific thing.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We did not want to be ruled by them anymore. Mm. But anyways, number four, Fill in the blank. According to a Nature study, for the first time ever, scientists have seen a star devour A, piece of satellite debris.
Ooh.
B, asteroid. C, planet. D, gyro.
I'm going with planet.
I did not read that one.
Something is familiar there. I heard something about it, but I'm taking a complete guess.
Okay. Which Broadway show got the most 2023 Tony nominations? Every time the Tony nominations come out, it makes me want to go back to New York.
Just to see shows?
Just to be able to see shows.
I have a friend who does that almost every year. He takes a spring trip to the Big Apple and sees like seven shows over the course of 5 days. And yeah, he's way into it.
Yeah. All right. A, Some Like It Hot. B, Kimberly Akimbo. C, Leopoldstad. D, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. I did not know that was back on Broadway.
And I think it just got back on Broadway.
Did it really?
A.
All right. Let's see. How do you think? How do you feel?
I feel not good. I am not feeling positive about this one.
You get 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one did I get wrong?
Darden is acquiring Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, that's I got that.
I think
wrong.
That's the one you wrote. Yeah. I did read about that. As far as it's funny to think about the owners of Olive Garden also owning Ruth's Chris. It's a little different, but
slightly.
And then the NYPD is giving Apple AirTags to some residents,
like 500 of them,
which is definitely, first of all, not enough, and also I feel like it's also kind of, forgive me, but you know, it's kind of the argument that like police don't prevent crime; they typically show up after crime's already been done, and so it just feels like a metaphor for that. It's like, well, here's the AirTag so you can find your car after it was stolen.
And likely trash.
And likely not, you know, functional anymore.
They didn't park it somewhere nice.
Anyways, the Met Gala's theme honored Karl Lagerfeld's legacy. Yeah, he was, there's a lot of people who
were not
boycotted
happy.
It yep. entirely because of kind of how the controversial things he said over his career. But I think that was, at least some of the stuff that I read, that was also by design because Anna Wintour wanted people talking.
She got her wish.
She got her wish.
I just find it interesting that men who have criticisms like that about other women or about women think that they're so gorgeous. I don't know, Carl. You were okay.
God, I saw... We have 2 minutes left. All right, tell me to come back to a Michelle Wolf joke.
All right.
Scientists saw a star devour a planet for the first time. I have to go look that up. And then Some Like It Hot got the most 2023 Tony nominations.
Wow, that was a complete stab in the dark.
I think I had seen that one, and because I didn't know that was on Broadway.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because the touring company is not going to be able to go to a whole bunch of states because it can't do drag anymore.
Oh, is there drag in that show?
Some Like It Hot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Jeez, that's a really good point. What happens as far as when it's part of a show?
Naughty.
All right, anyways... I came across a Michelle Wolf, who's a comedian, joke about how straight women and why we became like the idiocracy of us becoming friends with gay men instead of lesbians. She's like, we would have been friends with lesbians. It's like, hey, come with us. We learned how to build a functional society. And instead we befriended gay men who were like, you're ugly. And it's like, I like him because he's mean to me in a different way. And I immediately send that to my gay best friend. So, all right, when we come back, State Senator Kelly Royce will be here, and we're going to talk about more what's going on with the budget since she sits on the Joint Finance Committee. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.